Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, June 17th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those markers are in there for the podcast. If you don't listen to the show live, 9 to noon Monday through Friday, you don't participate, you don't text into the show, no problem. You can go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, listen on demand anytime you want. On demand. There's podcasts. Every half hour of the show is recorded, memorialized, and stored on a server. So each show, 3 hours long, has 6 half-hour podcasts. They're reverse chronological order, which means the last half hour of today's show will be at the top. The first half hour of today's show will be number 6. The dates are there. Hour 1, segment 1. Hour 1, segment 2. That's first half hour, second half hour. Hours 1, 2, and 3. If you have any questions, just text me after the show and I'll give it to you how to do it. There's also a stream player on yourdefendingfathers.com. That is dedicated. That website is dedicated to the show. Every 3 hours, this show repeats for the rest of today through tonight, including tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. So if you missed the interview discussion with Missy, it'll be hour 2, segment 1 on the podcast. It's going to repeat on the website. It's going to be on demand. It's going to be down there, the fourth one from the top. All you have to do is click on it and listen to it. It's that simple. Now, the other component is the radio station. 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan on our listening poll. Everybody in the area know they get the signal there. They're good to go. There's a website for that. WCHYthecallletters.us. And then the app for that is Simple Radio. Officer Rick, working road patrol this morning, had to restart his phone. Simple Radio went dead. He restarted it. It's working fine. All systems are up and running. So all you have to do is text me your questions. TuneIn app dedicated to this show. Download the free one, open it, and search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. Download Simple Radio. Put in the call letters, WCHY, you're listening to the show, you're listening to the music. Greatly appreciate it. Okay, Phyllis, I think you're texting me podcast. Not really sure why. Tom Walker got the information. Great. I will, after the show, when the podcast populates, I'll copy the link, Tom. I'll send you the link. You can play it for your wife right on the phone. And I'll also send you the website, chuckorandyhealth.com, and explain the different programs. Weight loss, you listen to 2 and 4. Wellness scan, you listen to 7 and 8. Okay, so all that housekeeping is done. We're good to go. Let's get back to Lansing. Let's get back to Washington, D.C. Let's get back to Detroit. Because I think it's very interesting, Donald Trump spent the weekend in Detroit. But one of the things that you have to understand is that moms are going to be key to winning the 2024 election for Republicans, not the youth. While at the People's Convention in Detroit, Kimberly Fletcher, Moms for America founder, during a breakout session at the Turning Point Action's People's Convention in Detroit over the weekend, said this. If you're counting on a bunch of college kids and high school kids to come out and vote for Trump and Republican values, it's not going to happen. What will happen is moms. Moms in America have had it. We are fed up. And we are going to vote for Donald Trump, not Biden. And we're going to make sure all our fellow mothers do the same thing. Before describing, listen to this, how her organization is mobilizing the mom vote, She said she's come in contact and she's figured something out. Democrats are better at messaging than the Republicans. Surprise, surprise. She said now the Democrats are using rhetoric that's used by historical figures such as Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, and others, dictators in the past. The argument that the youth vote will win the 2024 election is rhetoric, and it falls directly in line with Adolf Hitler's messaging. Adolf Hitler said, and this is a quote she says, "He alone who owns the youth owns the future." Well, you're not allowed to say that quote now because nobody owns anybody. But if you say it, they come after you, eviscerate you. It's not because it was something Hitler said. It's not because of what he did. Because they don't want you to know how he did it. See, that's why they're going to attack you. Two books, folks. Google it, look it up, whatever you want to do. The year I was born, 1958, The Naked Communist. A former spy wrote a book spying on Russia for our U.S. government, figured some things out. He wrote a book called The Naked Communist. 4 years later, the Communist Manifesto came out in 1962. I wasn't even in kindergarten yet. USA, Communist Party, figured it out. You take over the indoctrination of young people over a period of time. Sooner or later, you will own the future. You see, you have to understand what they are trying to do is destroy the country within. The useful idiots that Joseph Stalin referred to. You indoctrinate by taking over institutions. What institutions have they taken over? Public schools, media, TV shows, movies, to a certain extent, even radio. The music the kids are listening to, the things that they're being programmed with. You see, you have to understand something. This is a plan that they've been working on since the 1960s. Did you know that the U.S. Communist Party has not endorsed their own party candidate for more than 20 years for president of the United States? They don't even run candidates anymore. You know who they've been endorsing? The Democrat candidate for president. Democrat state senators, state reps, congresspeople in Washington, and U.S. senators. They already know that they got them. They got them with money. They got them with indoctrination. And now what they're doing is because the children are being exposed to all this garbage, they know that they're coming. Guess where the kids go after high school? College, more indoctrination. Even some of our vocational training schools teach it. Now what happens after they get educated, they start a job, they create a business, they start a career, right? Maybe they start a family, maybe they don't. Well, as you get older, usually about 40, this is when this transformation takes place. If you're a business owner, you start to realize that the government is regulating your business telling you what to do, what not to do, the taxes you're having to pay, all of a sudden you become a lot more conservative as you get older. You decide to run for office. You're going to stand up to government. Well, they're trying to get young people to run for government. There's a movement afoot that let's get these freshly indoctrinated kids out of college. Let's get them to run for office. We've got that going on right now as we speak. A young person freshly out of college has all these ideological, philosophical ideas of working across the aisle. He's going to go to Lansing and he's going to make a difference versus the current conservative state representative, and he feels that he's going to beat him in the primary. Freshly out of college, freshly indoctrinated, going to go down and represent a district in Lansing. Guess what? It's going to start working eventually. Why? Because so many of us don't want to run for office. We do not want to be elected. We do not want to serve. We are busy with our lives. We are in our, some of us in our twilight retirement years, do not want to run for office. Well, guess what? If you're going to stand up and fix a system that's broken, you've got to run. You have to sacrifice. You have got to do what you don't want to do if you're going to change things. It's that simple. But it's these young people, the youth, that are eventually going to be our elected officials. Sooner or later, this young person will get elected. Will he have reached the age of 40 and become more conservative? Probably not. He may get elected sooner. Not now, but sooner than later. This is all part of it. Well, this Kimberly Fletcher says, forget the young people. It's going to be moms. We're going to save America this year. And I would say it would go further. Not just moms, but grandmas, in some cases, great-grandmas. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4255. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just wrapping up this story about Moms for America. Fletcher's goal is to reach 3 million moms in 10 critical states, Michigan being one of them. To do that, the grassroots campaign needs to identify leaders, establish collaborative partnerships like Turning Point Action, and hire team leaders. Moms for America repackages its work to make it focus on appealing to moms, Fletcher said. Instead of politics, we do cottage meetings. Instead of ballot chasing, we do walkathons. Walkathons can be thought of as door-knocking campaigns where moms go around into their neighborhoods with one another, with their strollers, their dogs, and they talk with the people at the door about the upcoming election. This is what you need to be telling your neighbors instead of going in wearing MAGA hats or perhaps red, white, and blue shirts. I'm right, you're wrong. Well, that messaging does not win the hearts and minds of the people. We have to go there being a brother, a sister, a mother, a neighbor, a friend, and just ask them very simple questions. Folks, this ties right into the stack of cards that we are sitting on that you need to get out there. The 9/11/11 cards. We started back in February, heading into November election for 9 months. You need to talk to 11 people and ask them 11 questions. It's very simple to do. All you have to do is go to our website, acconservatives.org, donate $21. I will package up 100 of these cards and mail them first class directly to you. When you get them, all you have to do is pass them out. Give them to 100 people. Here, read this. Ask yourself the 11 questions on the back. Don't tell me the answer. Just look at the questions and answer them for yourself. And when you're done with it, ask 11 of your friends to read those questions. Let them come up with their 11 answers on their own. For $21 investment, people, you can affect 1,100 voters in November. We've got the cards. We're ready to bag them up. We're ready to mail them to you. All you have to do is go to AC for Antrim County, conservatives is plural, .org. When you donate $21, we know it's exactly for 100 of the cards. There was our cost to print them, have them shipped here. We then store them, bag them, ship them out at our local post office. The packing envelopes, the tape, the postage, all of it, we make no money on these cards. This is out of pocket, bottom line, our cost to print 100 of these glossy cards up for you to have. They're not Republican issues. They're not Democrat issues. They're American issues. Very simple questions to get people to think before they vote on November 5th. Just like Fletcher says, just ask them some simple questions. How do you feel about the economy? How do you feel about inflation and the price of things? How do you feel about schools indoctrinating our young people? How do you feel about this woke agenda? How do you feel about electric vehicles being pushed on us by Biden and Governor Gretchen Whitmer? How do you feel about the economy? Think about this intellectually, not emotionally. How are you going to vote then? That's all you got to do, people. The moms are going to do it. The business people are going to do it. The blacks are doing it. The Latinos are doing it. Arabs are doing it. We're fed up. We've had it. This exposure to this woke agenda and all the things that they want to ram down our throats, well, we're saying no thank you. We're not interested. I'm never going to own an electric vehicle, period. End of story, not going to happen. You can give me an electric vehicle, and I won't take it. Brand new. Here, Randy, here's the title. You own it. Nope, don't want it. I will never plug a car into my house in any way, shape, or form, ever. The other component to this, people, you've been sitting on the sidelines for all these elections. You didn't vote in 2020. Why bother? My vote doesn't count. Look at what happened to us in the last 2 years. This one is important. This is the future of the country and the state and your county. acconservatives.org, donate 21, we'll ship them to you. Final hour of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited.